Hillary Clinton has arrived in Australia for what could well be her last visit as US Secretary of State. She's here, of course, for the annual Australia-United States Ministerial Consultation, the AusMIN talks, which get underway in Perth tomorrow. Now, these talks will canvass plans for increased military cooperation, including US access to air bases in Australia's north, whether American warships will be permitted to increase their use of Perth's Stirling Naval Base. But not, apparently, as some earlier reports suggested, will there be any canvassing of US concern about Australia's decision to cut billions of dollars from the local defence budget. Foreign Minister Bob Carr will be part of those talks. He joins us now. Senator, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Jonathan.
Welcome back.
Pleasure.
Now, just to clarify, Australia's defence cuts will not be on the table at these AusMIN talks?
Well, they're not defence cuts. Of course, our budget is very significant and the 10th largest defence budget in the world. Americans have not expressed any concerns, contrary to a report that appeared about our level of defence commitment.
They don't see us as freeloaders then?
No, not remotely. And just to give you one example, to take a specific piece of defence equipment, the Growler capacity, that is the capacity for our aircraft to attack the electronic communication systems of any adversary, we are the only other country in the world to have made a commitment of that technology apart from the US itself. Our defence forces are the most formidable in the region, and the Americans have never expressed anything but satisfaction with the commitment we make. Quite apart from the fact that we're the largest non-NATO contributor in Afghanistan, a difficult war, an unpopular war, but one which is witnessing a transition. Our role there is very significant.
Bob Carr, what does Australia hope to achieve from these talks that begin tomorrow?
Well, I don't think there's any big breakthrough headline-grabbing news on security cooperation. The things you mentioned, the naval and the air cooperation, is all work that was announced last year, and we're continuing to work at it. I think the old advice, keep your friendships in good repair, is relevant here. The treaty relationship with the United States is overwhelmingly supported by Australians. It's got many dimensions, but these talks, which have been going on since the mid-80s on an annual basis, are a way of seeing that we can exchange views at the highest level. And there's plenty to talk about.
Now, plenty indeed. I wonder if behind the scenes the resignation of David Petraeus as CIA director may not be somewhat discussed. And today we see the top US commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, under investigation too over allegations of inappropriate communication with a woman involved in the Petraeus scandal. From what you know of that story, do you think the resignation of the CIA director was necessary?
I wouldn't comment on it. It's very much a moving story. There's obviously a lot of life in it and a lot of speculation to come. All I can say is that he's a much admired military commander. I remember on April 25th in Washington, sitting next to him in the Washington Cathedral at an ANZAC service. He was there, a former someone who commanded Australian troops and New Zealand troops in Afghanistan, and in my talks with him on that visit, we had a high level of cooperation. He was very, very appreciative for Australia's role, Australia's cooperative relationship. So it's with regret that I notice the decision he made. I couldn't comment further.
I wonder, though, as a co-participant in Afghanistan, I wonder how concerned you are to see General Allen dragged into the scandal, tens of thousands of emails being investigated by the FBI.
Yeah, Jonathan, I wouldn't comment on that. I've met General Allen. I met him at a conference on Afghanistan in Brussels. Again, our relationship with him is very, very, very good. He's one of those American scholar generals. They do so well at producing them. I'm not in a position to comment on what you've raised with me then.
Something to say for the book, perhaps, Bob Carr?
There's no book being written, as I made very, very clear. If I had time between the parliamentary commitments, the travel, the jet lag, and the meetings sort of on the hour or on the half hour, I might contemplate an elegantly written volume on foreign policy, but I'm not writing a book.
You would be indeed superhuman. Bob Carr, thanks for your time this evening.
My pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you.
Foreign Minister Bob Carr in Perth for the AusMin talks with the US.